So welcome everybody, and good to see you all this evening. This evening, I want to talk about a subject which actually can be a little difficult. But hopefully we'll talk about it in a fun way, and I'm going to tell you a fun story, actually one of my favorite stories. The subject that's a little difficult is this, is that and you've probably experienced this yourself, that when you start to meditate, we meditate as individuals and we work on ourselves. And it's very important. But sometimes, and I'm sure that at times you felt this yourself, sometimes you'll be doing that and then you'll turn on the news, or you'll hear about a friend, or something like that, something that's going on outside in the world. And that can seem so big and overwhelming that you think, well, why am I doing all this work individually? Shouldn't I be out there doing more in the world? And of course, there is an answer to that, which is, actually, we have to learn how to do both. We have to learn how to work with ourselves, but also be positive agents in the world. Thich Nhat Hanh talks a lot about this. He talks about the concept of engaged Buddhism, which is what he teaches, where you work on yourself, but you're fully present in the world and working for the good of the world. But it is hard, and it's a difficult thing. And sometimes sitting and meditating can feel very selfish, when things are going on around us. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to tell you a story. Like I say, one of my favorite stories. I say it's one of my favorite stories. It also has one of the most difficult names to pronounce of any of the stories I'm going to tell. So I'm going to do my best to pronounce it. And it's called The Story of the Bamboo Acrobat. Okay. And it's a story that in the ancient writings the Buddha told to his followers about exactly this problem. And the the name that I find hard to pronounce, and I'm going to try it now, is the name of a young woman who's kind of the hero of the story, whose name is Medakatalaika. Okay. Now, actually, I was looking this afternoon and I hadn't realized I'd known her as Medakatalaika. I hadn't realized that, in some other translations that translates as frying pan. Okay. So I could have read this with her name as frying pan, but I thought that was a pretty awful name to have, and I'm not quite sure why Medakatalaika was called frying pan, but she was. So anyway, here's the story. Once upon a time, monks, a bamboo acrobat, setting himself up on his bamboo pole, addressed his assistant, Medakatalaika. "Come you, my dear Medakatalaika, and climbing up the bamboo pole, stand upon my shoulders." "Okay, master," the assistant Medakatalaika replied to the bamboo acrobat, and climbing up the bamboo pole, she stood on the master's shoulders. So then the bamboo acrobat said to his assistant Medakatalaika, "You look after me, my dear Medakatalaika, and I'll look after you. Thus, with us looking after one another, guarding one another, we'll show off our craft, receive some payment, and safely climb down the bamboo pole." This being said, the assistant Medakatalaika said to the bamboo acrobat, "That will not do at all, master. You look after yourself, master, and I will look after myself. Thus, with each of us looking after ourselves, guarding ourselves, we'll show off our craft, receive some payment, and safely climb down the bamboo pole. That's the right way to do it." And so in explaining this, the Buddha said, just like the assistant Medakatalaika said to her master, I will look after myself. So should you, monks, practice the establishment of mindfulness. You should also practice the establishment of mindfulness by saying, I will look after others. Looking after oneself, one looks after others. Looking after others, one looks after oneself. And how does one look after others by looking after oneself? By practicing mindfulness, by developing it, by doing it a lot. And how does one look after oneself by looking after others? By patience, by non-harming, by loving kindness, by caring for others. Thus looking after oneself, one looks after others. And looking after others, one looks after oneself. And so I thought the picture of these two on the bamboo pole, you imagine there's the bamboo pole there and there's the master balancing himself on the bamboo pole, and Metacatalaikas standing on his shoulders, balancing together. It's a great picture, because the picture is, when you say, do you look after yourself or do you look after the other person? The answer is, the two are the same. You can't take the two apart. You can't look after yourself and not look after the other. That would be fairly dangerous. And vice versa, you can't look after the other and ignore yourself. That would also be dangerous. And so I love this picture of the pole and the two performers on the pole having to look after each other. And so this is how, when we think about what we don't do meditation, do our mindfulness practice purely for ourselves, even though that may be the reason that we come into this originally. But there's this idea that by working on ourselves, we become naturally more compassionate, more loving, more helpful for other people. And in vice versa, by going out and actively being compassionate for others, by actively practicing loving kindness to other people, we ourselves grow. And so we're just like the two acrobats on the pole, that the two aren't different. You know, when we sit and meditate and work on our own mindfulness, we're helping both ourselves and others. And when we go out into the world and we help others, we're working on ourselves at the same time. So this evening we're just going to do a simple mindfulness meditation. I will talk us all through it as usual. But as we're doing this, hopefully that little bit of background, say yes, you're doing this for yourself, but in doing so, you're doing it for others as well. We start our meditation by taking a moment to let go of the things that have been on our mind today. The good stuff, the not so good stuff. The thoughts of the week ahead, the memories of the week just gone by. Recognizing that some of those things are important and some of those things are really not so important. But for now, giving ourselves the gift of being present here to meditate. We're becoming aware of the sounds around us. Sounds of the traffic in the street. Sound of the air conditioning. Sound of our friends about us. And just being aware and completely accepting of all those sounds. And turning your attention to the place where the weight of your body presses down through the cushion and the mat. Noticing the sensation of pressure on your feet, ankles, legs, knees, backside. And aware that as your body presses downwards, so the cushion and the mat are pressing back upward to support you in this place. And beneath them, the studio floor, the foundations, and ultimately the earth beneath us are all pressing back upwards to support you here. Take a moment to feel that connection with the earth, the same earth that you share with billions of other people, trillions of other creatures. From that connection with the earth, noticing your pelvis and your spine rising from your pelvis, take a moment to lengthen and straighten your spine, maybe moving gently side to side, backwards and forward, until you find the place where your body is naturally supported by your spine. And similarly with your neck and your head, lengthening and straightening your neck, gently moving your head until you find the place where your head is naturally supported by your neck. And as your body calms, allowing your mind to calm also. Not fighting with your thoughts, not trying to suppress them. But instead, when a thought arises, just acknowledging it and letting go. And now returning your attention to your feet, aware of where your feet are, what direction they're pointed, aware of any sensations on your feet, any feelings of pressure, any feelings of warmth. Noticing whether those sensations are pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Just being completely aware of your feet and the sensations that are going on in your feet right this moment. And now moving your awareness up to your lower legs, around your calves, your ankles. Noticing any sensations there. Again, noticing whether the sensations are pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Aware of how your lower legs are oriented, what direction they're in. Anything they're pressing against or that is pressing against them. And now moving up to your knees and doing the same for your knees. Now to your upper legs and thighs. Now up to your hips, your backside, your pelvic area. Up to your belly and your lower back. Up to your chest and your upper back. Now to your shoulders. To your upper arms. Your elbows. Your forearms. To your hands and your fingers. Now moving back up to your neck and your throat. and to your face, noticing any sensations in your eyes, nose, mouth, cheeks. To your ears. And to the back of your head. Finally, to the top of your head. Now, having visited the whole of your body, just rest for a while in complete awareness of what's going on with your body right now. Being aware of your breathing and the depth and the quality of your breath. Noticing the sensations in the whole of your body as you breathe. Noticing the phases of your breath, noticing the in-breath, and noticing the out-breath. Noticing any differences in sensations in your body between when you breathe in and when you breathe out. Noticing the small pause between the end of the in-breath and the beginning of the out-breath. And noticing the pause from between the end of the out-breath. While your body waits for the arising of the new in-breath. And now noticing the state of your mind. Is it quiet or is it agitated? Is it calm and settled? Or is it wandering between different places? And without trying to change it, just observing your mind. Noticing where it's going. Noticing what's occupying it. noticing any feelings that are arising. If you're calm and serene, watch that calmness and serenity. If you're agitated and impatient, watch that agitation. Not judging, just aware that this is how your mind is right this moment. And however your mind is right now, and however your body is feeling right now, just being completely present with your mind and your body, exactly as they are right at this moment, without judgment, without clinging or aversion. But just in awareness of where you are and what's going on in your mind and body at this point. And feeling what it's like to be completely present in your body, completely present with the feelings and sensations, and completely present with your mind at this moment. Now expanding your awareness, remembering that you're not alone here this evening, but you're here in the studio with a group of friends. And now we'll dedicate the merit. May all beings, without limit, without end, have a share in the merit just now made, and in whatever other merit I have made. May they attain liberation, and their radiant hopes be fulfilled.